Blog Talk Radio.
Sisters, we praise God for another wonderful Wednesday night of Blog Talk Radio. It is I, your host, Reverend Willie J. Vann Jr., bringing you greetings from the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. the Northeast Corridor to be specific. And we, again, are so grateful for you joining us here, either live or the rebroadcast of tonight's show. Tonight's show comes from Reconciliation Ministries in partnership with the Omega Ministry Group. We thank God for Omega Ministry Group, who leaders are the good Reverend Dr. Jesse Storr and his Queen Tammy Storr, Minister Tammy Storr, because she is a preacher in her own right, even though she might not have preached in behind a pulpit. She's preached many sermons by just the way she lives. We are so grateful for them and for their partnership with us, and we are so grateful that God has allowed us to work together. We thank God again for each one of you all tonight. As always, we understand before we get too far into tonight's lesson, or before we even start tonight's lesson, we are going to open up with a word of prayer. We thank God for each and every one of you all. We pray that you would join us in the word of prayer. Lord God, we thank you. Whew. We thank you, Lord God, for today has been a busy day, but we thank you because you have prepared us for today. You have given us life and life more abundantly. You have given us strength and wisdom and knowledge and understanding to deal with everything that we had to deal with today. Now, here we are, Lord God, coming ready to share your word. We thank you for your word. We understand that we are what your word says that we are. We are so appreciative for each of the listening audience tonight, those who are listening live, and those who are listening to the rebroadcast. We thank you and we pray blessings upon them. We pray that this word will bless them, but that it will also challenge them, that it will convict them, and that it will comfort them. We thank you, Lord God, for your word. We know that power and strength comes from your word. Your anointing comes from your word. We thank you, Lord God. We pray that you will bring back to our remembrance what you want us to say tonight. Allow not my opinion, but your word to come forth. Lord God, we are, again, thankful. And Lord God, we pray for this family. We pray for this nation. We pray for this nation of corruption, this nation of white supremacy. We're praying, Lord God, for the gentleman that was shot and his family. We're praying, Lord God, that you've already provided one miracle just to be shot 7 times that close and still be alive. That's a miracle in itself. But Lord God, we know that you have an abundance of miracles. So don't just stop there. Continue to heal him. Continue to allow him to get up and walk again, to feel again, that he will be a great father to his children, a husband, a brother, an uncle, a son. Bless his family, even though, and I heard his sister tonight. Bless her, that they will be a family to stand by his side. We ask, Lord God, that you continue to, again, bless us as a society, that we will love you, that we will adore you, we will magnify the name of your Son, who is our Savior. His name is Jesus the Christ. We say amen, amen, and amen. Well, again, tonight we are so grateful for each and every one of you all. We pray that today has been a blessed day, and you already got to know that it's been a blessed day because here you are, still alive. Tonight's lesson plan, the subject is, what are you saying to your child, or what are you saying to your children? Tonight's lesson comes from Proverbs chapter 23. I'll be reading the NIV translation. And we'll be starting at verse 19. Again, Proverbs chapter 23, starting at verse 19. And we will read through the 25th verse. So Proverbs 23, chapter 23, verses 19 through 25. The NIV translation reads as such: "Listen, my son, and be wise, and keep your heart on the right path. Do not join those who drink too much wine or gorge themselves on meat. For drunkards and gluttons become poor, and drowsiness clothes them in rags. Listen to your father, who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Buy the truth, and do not sell it. Get wisdom, discipline, and understanding. The father of a righteous man has great joy. He who has a wise son delights in him. May your father and mother be glad. May she who gave you birth rejoice." We thank God for his word. Again, Proverbs chapter 23, verses 19 through 25. And again, our subject is, what are you saying to your children? This comes from a very interesting idea. I was looking at a TV show, and it is a marriage boot camp for hip hop. Can't even remember the exact. I think that's what it's called, Marriage Boot Camp, the hip hop version. And on this episode, they have five or six different couples. One of them is involved in the entertainment industry, or both are. And they've been going through all of these examples and going through all of these exercises. And here they are. They're at this stage. I think this is week 8, or to them is day 8. And they decide, the psychiatrist and the judge decide to go back to these people, go back to their past or their youth. And they go about doing an exercise of painting or riding on a truck, or on a car, a miniature truck or something, and talk about some disturbing incidents or situations that have kind of shaped their lives, who they are today. One gentleman said that his mother was schizophrenic. So on his truck, he wrote down, you know, a broken family and unaware and confused. But he also wrote down understanding and trusting. One young lady wrote down on her car that her father, time, gave her everything she wanted. And then when she became a teenager, he did not support her. He did not encourage her. And so she was always doing things to improve or try to get his approval. And she realized that that is the same thing she's doing in her marriage, trying to get her husband's approval, but also losing her own identity. One other gentleman in there wrote down he was blessed and that everything he wanted, he got. And if he didn't get it, he acted up. And he acted up until they gave in. And the counselor, psychiatrist said, you still do that. And so one after another, and what happened, what ended up happening is when after that was in the morning, in the afternoon, they had these children come and take these cars, these little miniature cars or trucks, and drive up and explain to the whole group what happened to them as a child and their experiences. And the people broke out in tears. They realized that a lot of the hurt, a lot of the pain, a lot of the issues that they have dealt with as a child have come into life or fulfillment as an adult. And I was just having a conversation with good brother, Brother Ross, Ray Ross, and we was talking about a situation where a lot of the stuff that we experience as children, manifest to a greater degree when we are an adult. And so I started thinking about the fact of what is it, and even they asked a question, they asked a question on the show, what would you say to that child, or what would you say to the younger child of who you are? And I've heard this posed a thousand times, and I started thinking about my own life. What if I could go back in time and tell the younger Jay something? If I could go back and speak to him and give him a word of encouragement, what would I say? Or if I had someone who was a parent or a parent figure, speak life and speak positivity to my life, how my life would probably be so much different. I am grateful that I've gone through, because I realize that makes me who I am today. But there are some pitfalls. There are some scars that I probably could do without had I listened to someone, or had I had someone to encourage me to not do what I was about to do. And so I asked God, okay, God, what is it that you're trying to get me to do? And he brought me to this scripture in Proverbs. And we understand that Proverbs is written by several psalmists, but mostly it's written by David. Excuse me. And here we are. He is giving, well, not David, but the writer is giving a challenge, and a challenge to one, children, and then psychologically, he's given a challenge to adults. In verse 19, it says, "Listen, my son, and be wise, and keep your heart on the right path. Do not join those who drink too much wine or gorge themselves on meat, for drunkards and gluttons become poor, and drunkenness clothes them in rags." Here we see the proverb writer is giving a warning, is giving a guide to a child. Now, it says son here, but we understand that that word son can really be translated into child, because we've all need to adhere to this kind of wisdom, this type of warning, this type of instruction. And it talks about giving in to too much drink and too much wine and gorges yourself on meat. And we understand that when we get drunk, and let me put in my disclaimer here, because I've had this discussion with many people, drinking alcohol, drinking wine is not a sin. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that drinking wine or drinking alcohol is a sin. But it does say getting drunk is a sin. So you have to understand what is your level of consumption that you're able to tolerate. Now, I will tell you that in the Bible, it speaks about having a good rapport and not drinking not sinning before others who are younger or weaker in the faith, because it will cause them to stumble. So it is wise for you to abstain from drinking if you are amongst a bunch of babes in Christ, because you might be able to withstand, you might be able to handle drinking, but someone else who is a babe in Christ might not be. So I don't have a heaven or hell to put you in, so I'm not going to be judgmental towards you, but I want you to say here, it says, don't drink too much wine. And then it talks about gorging on meat. And we understand, I just came from the doctor on yesterday, and he spoke about the fact that I was overweight, and he had not seen me in about a year. And he said, Mr. Van, you gained 20 pounds since I saw you last year. And I said, wow. I said, to be honest, doc, I probably gained 30 pounds and I've just lost 10. I'm moving in the right direction. So we had a long conversation about eating, about changing my diet. But this gives us a clear instructions about not drinking or eating too much. And we understand that God never wants us to get to a place where we overindulge in anything besides Him. God is the only thing that you can never get too much of. So we thank God that for this instruction, but this is instruction from a parent figure. And so we understand that as parent figures, I myself do not have any children, but I have several goddaughters, several nieces and nephews, and there's a whole rack of other people who look at me towards a father figure and or older brother figure. And I'm able to pour into them the wisdom that God has given us. And so it is our responsibility to make sure that we pour into our young people. Now, there are some people that will say, well, that ain't my child. I don't have nothing to do with it, and I ain't that's somebody else's business. Well, they must not be reading their Bibles, because if you go to the sixth chapter of Ephesians and you start at verse 1, it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. I'm reading the NIV translation. Verse 2, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. And it says here, fathers, do not exacerbate your children. Dad, bring them up in the training and the instruction of the Lord. Now, exacerbate really means to speak ill of, to speak ill to disrespect, and it is our responsibilities as a father figure, as someone who is to give who has been given wisdom and knowledge, not to provoke, not to disencourage, but to encourage. It's very vitally important that we encourage our children. Now, I know that there are a lot of children right now that's homeschooling, virtual schooling, and I work with some, and their mothers and fathers are saying, this child is getting on my last nerve, and I'm ready to leave, and I'm ready to walk out. And I always tease them and say, well, now you know how the teachers feel. Now you know how they feel. They're ready to walk out of it. They're ready to walk away too. But it is our responsibility to make sure that we always, that we always find a place where we can speak encouragement, where we can speak life into our children. Because as I said before, when we don't, we end up speaking ill. We end up provoking our children. We end up scarring our children. And I say our children because it is all of our responsibility to pour into these children. Now, I know, again, they get on your last nerve. You don't understand. You just tired. Well, think about the fact that one day or one time you were a child, that somebody might have said the same thing about you, that you got on their nerves, you were disrespectful, that you were the one that they just got tired of talking to. Now you know how they feel. Shouldn't you be able to now be able to decide and say, you know what? Instead of provoking, I'm going to speak positive. Instead of speaking discouragement, I'm going to speak encouragement. Instead of speaking death, I'm going to speak life, because there's power in my tongue. And it is my responsibility. It is my responsibility to make sure that whenever I can, I'm going to speak life. We're going to take a quick break. If you don't mind, I ask that you please go get yourself some water, something to drink. We're going to listen to this brief song, and we'll be right back with you.
Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Amen, amen. Think about your life today. Are you happy? It might be because of something that happened to you in your youth. And I'm not saying that you can easily get over it. But it does come a time where you have to let it go. And as they say, let go and let God. But it is also your responsibility to make someone else happy, make your children, your nieces, your nephews, these young people in your life happy. We're talking about the subject, what are you saying to your children? We're coming from Proverbs chapter 23, verses 19 through 25. We're at verse 22. It says, listen to your father, you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Let me stop right there. Let me deal with this. If it was necessary for God, let me not say it that way. Let me put it this way. God gave Jesus affirmation, encouragement, verbally, when he was baptized by John the Baptist. He went through the wilderness and he came and John, his cousin, baptized him. And that was the sign, when you look at it, that's a sign of the Trinity, because there was a dove there, which represents the Holy Spirit. There's Jesus, who is being baptized, the Son, and then there's God, who speaks in an audible voice and says, this is my Son, who I am well pleased. Just think about being able to hear your Father say he is well pleased with you. I mean, just close your eyes and think about the times that a parent or a guardian or someone who you looked up to spoke and said, you know what, I'm so happy to be your guardian. I'm so well pleased with you right now. Cause you gotta understand that this was before. And this is the beginning of Jesus' public ministry. He goes on 3.5 years and then it's crucified. But I can imagine that when times was getting rough, he always retreated in prayer to himself to talk to the Father so that the Father can tell him, this is my Son, who I'm well pleased. Just think about the power of life and authority you have in your voice when you speak that to some young person. Again, I understand they get on your nerve. I'm telling you, I got a niece that's plucking my last nerve, and I wanna jack her up so bad. But I love her, and my love for her is greater than my disappointment. So when I speak to her, I gotta speak in love, because the Bible says that love covers over a multitude of sin. Will you go out and speak life to someone today? And maybe not even a child, but we're talking about this parent-child relationship because, again, we are the products of our childhood. A lot of the demons, a lot of the issues, a lot of the shortcomings that we deal with come from our childhood. Just maybe it had someone to speak life to us, maybe we would have avoided some of the pitfalls. But it is our responsibility to speak and not despise, not speak in anger, but to speak in love. Verse 23 says, buy the truth and do not sell it. Get wisdom, discipline, and understanding. The father of a righteous man has great joy. He who has a wise son delights in him. See, that there you go again, where the father is delighted in his son. May your father and mother be glad. May she who gave you birth rejoice. And before I go too far, we understand that even while Jesus was on the cross, he looked out for his mother. He told Matthew, the beloved disciple, to take care of Mary. And Mary, you are now the mother of Matthew. That's the J. Van version. It's behold that mother. Son, behold thy mother. Mother, behold thy son, to be technically right. And if anybody been to a Good Friday service, you've heard this preached many times. But it is the responsibility for us to look out for those who have loved us, those who have given us birth. And we read over in Ephesians, the sixth chapter, again, it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. It is our responsibility, again, to speak life to our children. And as children, it is our responsibility to obey the wisdom, the understanding from our parents or our guardian or those who look after us or those who are in authority figures over us. And then they will be able to be pleased and they will be rejoiced. Because though they might not have given birth to you physically, spiritually, mentally, they've given birth to you. Have you ever came across somebody who is older than you and you love them and they love you and you all now have taken this relationship of you call them your mother or your father, but they weren't your biological mother or father. But that doesn't cut out or dismiss the love that you have for them. And it is the same that they have for you. So, as the subject is, what are you saying to your children? That's the question that we have to ask ourselves every day when we are talking to children that are around us. Those who might not be even children, but those who might be even younger than us, those who might be babes in Christ, those who might be new to the faith. What are we saying to them? Are we speaking life to them or are we speaking death? Are we provoking them or are we praising them? It's our responsibility. to pour into them the wisdom and the knowledge that God has given us, they can avoid some of the same scars, some of the same pitfalls that we've walked into. And then it will be their responsibility to pour back into the next generation. But they can't pour into the next generation if they haven't been poured into already. I think it's Billy Preston that says, nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You got to have something. If you want to, I don't know if you want to be with me or something like that, but the understanding is you got to have something. And if you have it, use it and pour into others. And then as they pour into others, then they will continue to pour. And then the anointing of God will continue to flow. Because that's what we're pouring out. Love. Let us pray. We thank you, Lord God, for tonight's lesson. We pray that someone will walk away understanding that though they might not have had someone to speak life into them, and though their childhood might have been jacked up, they still have another opportunity to get it right. They are still blessed, and that they will in turn pour out a blessing into someone else. And then that we who are being poured into, that we will be obedient to the wisdom and the guidance, the understanding that's being poured into us, so that we can return and pour into somebody else. May we always speak life. May we never give up, because you've never given up on us. You always speak life and love. So we thank you, Father, for your life and for your love, for your anointing, for your authority, for your power. We give you honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as always, I always like to, this is about participation. If you have a comment, if you have a question, you can press 1 on your phone. For those who are listening live, for those who are listening to the rebroadcast, you can send me an email at jayvan91@yahoo.com. J-A-Y, V as in victory, A-N-N, 91@yahoo.com. Trust me, I will respond to your email. So if there is one who would like to make a comment, or if you have a question, if you're listening live, you can. We are so appreciative for those who are listening live and those who will listen to the rebroadcast again. We just always want to challenge. We always want to be able to be a blessing. And we understand that we don't have to continue to live in our past, but that we can move on and move forward and live a life where God is honored, where the wisdom that had been poured into us, we can then pour into others. Again, we are so appreciative for everyone who is listening. All right. Well, as always, we praise God for each and every one of you all. We pray that tonight's lesson will encourage you and that you will be better. As always, I'm going to play a song or two. And as always, peace and love. Willie J. Van Jr. We'll talk to you next Wednesday. Move forward.
about your freedom. I have found in you, you're the healer who makes all things new. Yeah. I'm not going back, moving ahead. Here to declare to you, my past is over.
One that men can't offend, because your word is faithful. that loves without price like you, Lord Jesus Christ. Want a heart that loves everybody, even my enemies. Want a love like you, be like you, just like you did. Want a heart that forgives. Want a heart that forgives when the ones that are closest, that I've known the longest, hurt me the most. I still want to love them just like you love me, even though I'm hurting. Want a heart that forgives when the pain is so deep, it's so hard about it to anyone, just like your son. I give up my right to hold it against them with hatred inside. I want a heart that loves everybody, even my enemies. I want a love like and be like it, just like it did. I want to walk like it, talk like, just like you did. Want to be like it, live like it, just like you did. Cause a heart that forgives is a heart that will live. Totally free from the pain of the past. And the heart that
I don't want it.